Friday victory looks like.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a great game. I mean, great game for the neutral and for the two sets of fans. I think it was a seesaw game. And two teams who like to play football. And I think that was the thing. They had some very good players on view. We did as well. Some of the football they played and what we did as well was tremendous. And yeah, I like the team. It works hard. It's got character, attitude, can play football and can score goals. And you know, we came out on top today. It could have been the other way around, you know, very easily. There were spells in from both sides, and you know, we just got the edge, and I think deserved the win in the end.
You sit up in the press box a bit more often, aren't you?
Well, that's right. You know, I say it keeps me calmer, but I get a better view up there, and I think it's important to do that early on with this team. We're just finding out about them, discovering things. I said we're 10 minutes to go when it was 2-2, you know. Whatever happens in the game, you know, we're learning about this team. This team's got something. The way it worked and the way it played football, it's got something. And it's also lacking things. But, yeah, I'm delighted with the preparation, the spirit they've got. And you know, not just the 11 players, but the subs who came on made a great impact.
Jamie Ward did that very important thing that they have taken chances away from home. The first two goals, he then produced a sad mistake, absolutely calm to score the third.
Yeah.
Even though Almunia had kept him out of that little chance just before he focused him.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's good. It's you know, we've got attacking players. You know, we've got Bryson and Hughes in midfield. You know, you just want the running. You saw it, you know, and against Leeds was exactly the same. They put pressure on and break quick. And some of our football at times was breathtaking. And some of it also was very poor at times. So we have to get the balance. And we play like that, we'll lose some games. But I'd rather us play like that in football and try to keep playing football with that kind of spirit and attitude than the other way.
Young Hughes at back in midfield, but eventually set up that one, I think.
Sorry?
So Young Hughes did have a back in midfield.
Yeah, it was hard in that midfield, and, yeah. And you know, but this, Watford got a lot of good players. I mean, McGugan, I thought, yeah, I saw his potential at Forest, and he's really showing it here. Forestieri was excellent, I thought. Fabbrini caused us problems. Very, very difficult team to defend against, but we did it quite well. Lost the midfield at times, then started to win the midfield and other times, but I thought it was fascinating in there. A lot of good players, a lot of good footballers, and probably good game to watch.
Are you considering keeping it as it was going forward? You know, possibly keeping it and leaving Conor on the bench? Is that ever in your kind of mind, or are you always going to throw Conor on the bench?
No, I think we were always going to do that. I mean, we talked, Paul Simpson was very good in that respect. You know, we talked about the changes, and you know, it was a decision to make. Do we put a defender on and try to stop the flow and kind of go 2-2 and try to hang on, or change the system and try to go forward? And to be fair, Paul Simpson was, yeah, go for it. Let's try and get the win, and we decided to do that. And he did a great job, Conor, and it worked.
Well, rotten cliche, but is it now about keeping feet on the ground?
Absolutely, yeah, we're nowhere near. I said we're 10 minutes to go. I think at 2-2, and we were getting killed by Watford, really. And, it looked like we were going to lose the game. We couldn't get a foothold. We kept giving the ball away. We weren't playing well. Looked a different team, but you know, this is what we have to learn. And I said with 10 minutes to go, this team's got something. It's got a lot to learn, but it's got something. And you know, I think we'll have good weeks and we'll have bad weeks, but a good platform and a good team to build from.